Hello, Pisces friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Pisces March 2023 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month More Mega Money Ops. Now, if you've been watching my reports, at least for several months, you know that a few months ago, your chart was lighting up like the 4th of July with money possibilities. And that's happening again. So we're going to go into the details why. I'm going to show you the chart so you can see what I mean. This is for you if Pisces is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Pisces that you're watching for. This is part of your astrological picture. If you're a late degree, very late degree friend, so we'll say 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, or around March 15th through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally watch or listen to my Aries report, since you very late degree friends can benefit from both the Pisces and Aries report. Okay, so I am not a person who is one to put something out there if I don't believe it. Yes, it is helpful to encapsulate the energy of a month with a title that looks interesting so that you can check out why I think this. But I would never put it out there if it didn't have substance behind it. And as I tell you this, always remember that when we're looking at astrology, we're looking at possibilities. We're looking at energetics that are at play in this cosmic soup of expression that are consolidating, that increase the odds for something to happen. There are no definites here, there are no guarantees, and there is a lot at play that would affect how someone experiences or manifests a potential. We all know people, including ourselves, that have had potentials that have not manifested. And just because something doesn't manifest doesn't mean the potential is not there. Okay, so I want to preface all this by telling you this. So now, let's look at this. Look at this grouping of planets in Aries. Also, this planet, the Sun, will get to Aries. Mercury will actually also get to Aries, making 9 placements in Aries this month, which all of them light up your second house of finances. So you can see why this possibility is there. How it will manifest is anybody's guess, but the potentials are definitely there. Now, usually this time of month is all about you and your sign, right? It's a Pisces dominated month from the sun's perspective, and we will go back and talk about that. And often other personal planets are moving through Pisces, and Mercury will be doing that. But it's unusual for those water energies at this time to be dwarfed by this massive amount of fire. Whenever we see fire involved with a water sign, okay, so all of this Aries is the fire. This Pisces, you, your placement is the pot. And it's bringing all of this energy to a boil for you. Now, this can manifest in any area of your life. This doesn't just have to be your finances. All this Aries energy gives impetus, get up and go, motivation, inspiration, action, energy, ambition for anything in your life. But there's a special tilt towards the financial. This could come in the form of earning more money. It could come in the form of people paying you back that owed you money or money coming to you. It can come in the form of your budget being or some expenses going down so that you have more money because of that. It could come in the form of you purchasing one or more material items of great importance and excitement to you. This can also have to do with sustainability projects. This can also have to do with paving the way for your future financial success. So don't worry if something doesn't manifest now. There are a lot of factors, including Jupiter planting seeds like crazy here, that can be paving the way for your future financial success. Now, if you haven't already found Margaret Lynch, I've talked to you about her before. She has a new last name now too. She got married. Margaret Lynch Rainier. Find her YouTube channel. She has a book called Tapping into Wealth. It uses EFT tapping to target money consciousness. If there ever were a time to positively shift your money consciousness, it would be now. So you can use those tools. I mean, her YouTube channel is free. The book is like $15. We're not talking about a big investment here. But this is what wants your attention right now, because any lack of happiness or lack of security or concern that's coming from you not earning enough money or working too much, this is a time where you can make headway on it, and we want you to be able to take advantage of that. OK, Okay, now within this this storyline of all these Aries energies, there are also some important dates to note. First days of the month, March 1st through 2nd, and you'll feel it in the days even before and after that. Jupiter, the great expander, is coming together with Venus, which rules love, beauty, and money. If you have to make a decision, have a launch, start a business, start a job, have a move, get engaged, have a party, travel. This is amazing. These dates are amazing, okay? And things could just come to you, or you can actively use it. Every time we do something important, that date we do it on is a birth chart. And whatever is woven into that birth chart is going to carry that for the rest of the projects or the relationship. So you can see Jupiter and Venus here, 12 degrees right at the beginning of the month. These are energizing each other. This can also have to do with anything Aries in nature, which relates back to the first house, which is your independence, your empowerment, your physical body, your health, your appearance. It is a time for bold things, and we have not had stars like that for a while. From August through into January, we were in a retrograde flow. February opened things up, which is great, started this energy. But we really have just part of January, all of February, all of March, the beginning of April, where everything is saying go, go, go. All the planets are going direct. All of them. Even the outer planets, these big dogs, Pluto, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, everybody. Everybody is moving forward in their orbits. This is an unprecedented time for within the recent times. You know, I mean, this happens occasionally, but it's very rare. And then we're going to go into a retrograde flow again into April. Venus will go retrograde eventually in the summer, winter for you all down under. And, you know, we're going to kind of get back into the inward and backward sluggishness, obstacles, self-reflection, all of this business. But not now. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for impetus. Now is the time to do things and to crack out of any matrix that is limiting you into an experience that is not ideal for you. Okay. So this is very exciting. I'll give you a couple more dates here, and do note that although we're covering quite a few more dates than usual, if you want my full list of the sweet and salty dates, dates to note, to watch out for, my favorite dates, things that could go either way, go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. If you've been listening to my channel for a long time and you haven't signed up, go do it, because I send out only 3 emails a month. And those emails are chock full of ways that you can use the stars to help you and to understand what's going on to make the most of the potentials. So the link for anniehelpsyou.com is in the notes underneath the podcast in the video. And you can sign up there. All right. So March 27th, 28th, Mercury will then come together with Jupiter. Big news, big decisions, big information coming in and out. And again, all of this is happening in your financial sector. So this is really lit up. March 21st. Now notice I'm not going in calendar order. I'm going in order of my excitement about them. Okay. So March 21st is the astrological new year. We have felt like as January went on that it was really a new year. A lot of karma was blasted off from the eclipses from the end of the year. And we've really stepped into a lot of new energy. And this, you know, January, February, March, a lot of new energy with all these new beginnings, all the Aries energy. Plus, we've got 3 sign changes, Mars, Saturn, and Pluto, which we'll get to. And then we have the new astrological year. So this is just a time of new beginnings, a time of clean slates. And it is a time when we are starting to get back into the next eclipse cycle, which is going to be more Taurus Scorpio energy. But we're also going to introduce a new polarity of Aries Libra. And we are in eclipse season. So you will feel that ramping up, you know, big earth-shattering changes for better or worse. April and May will be the heat of eclipse season, but you will notice that those changes may be starting to come and that news might be starting to come at this time. And I'll go into an April and May, you know, where you might see those changes. But for now, just know that eclipse season is awakening. So besides all of this going on, we have that activating. And March 21st, we've got another big new beginning. If you're into vision boards, you can use a box that something came, got delivered in, just cut out some cardboard, clip out some things from magazines that you want to bring more of into your life. Make a nice vision board, put it somewhere where you can see it, even if you're not staring right at it, so it can impress upon your subconscious mind these dates around the 21st are some of the best of the year for creating vision boards. The universe is especially receptive to your intentions and to your desires. Now, speaking of which, so is birthday time, which we're almost there. I just want to go over one more connection, because you see all of these Aries energies are together, and a lot of these energies are going to cross over and connect directly with each other. So a big one of those is Jupiter and Chiron. These are heavy hitters in the outer universe, and this is you know, a time where some vulnerability or a weakness, maybe it's a financial wounding. Maybe if you start exploring your money consciousness, you might notice something happened for you or your parents that left an imprint that you can heal. Or maybe it has nothing to do with money. Maybe it has to do with your self-esteem or your viewpoint on the world. But in any case, you're in a major empowerment cycle. Saturn is going to be getting into your sign. We'll also talk about that. You know, you're in a phase where things that were felt weak and drifting and dissipating and not shored up, this is a time where you can really start strengthening everything in your life brick by brick and building a whole new life for yourself. So Jupiter connecting with Chiron in the days around March 11th and 12th can be a very big cog in the wheel of that evolution for you. Okay, so let's talk about birthdays, all right? So birthday happens when the sun crosses over your sun sign. There's also, if you're watching for another placement besides your sun, when the sun crosses over that placement, that is, you know, a time where the universe is especially receptive to your intentions and your desires. So this is happening for you. Now, if you were a February born, if you are a February born friend, then you had your birthday already. If you're watching this before February, you haven't had it yet, so you can benefit from this. Make sure you write your wishes down, say them out loud, and feel them as if they've come true, because the universe is very receptive to your desires at this time. And if you haven't had your birthday yet, just know that sometimes in the weeks before your birthday, as the sun and sometimes some other planets light up that 12th house of your unconscious mind, can show you some things that you don't want to help you be prepared to wish for the things that you do want. So some old fears, anxieties, anything having to do with phobias or addictions could come up to be healed. And then you can use your wishing power and all of this oomph to help you make headway. And you may need support from other people, and this could be a great time to do that. But anything you want to have a very long-lasting effect, now is a really great time to implement those things. Okay, so happy birthday to you all. We're going to have birthdays. Now, the next thing is that when the planets are moving through Pisces, they're speaking your language. So everything artistic and spiritual and dreamy and emotionally connected and, you know, quiet retreat space, there will be room for that even amidst all of this ruckus. And it is good for you to carve out that time. Water people tend to be very empathic. I think all humans have sticky energy fields for other people's stuff. But you all, water friends, you know how you are with absorbing other people's stuff. So scheduling some breaks daily or throughout the week to kind of recover from this activity, and this is a good life practice for you, you know, would be very helpful. And this Pisces energy can help you to do that. All right. So let's see what else I wanted to talk about. Okay. So let's talk about the full moon, since it is in the sign opposite yours, which is very significant. Full moon on around March 7th, 16 degrees of Virgo, brings completion, fruition, drama to all things Virgo, health, pets and animals, your daily routine, your work, office environments, anything that you're surrounded by on a daily basis. And that could be a good thing. Maybe it's accomplishment. Maybe you're being recognized for something. Or maybe there's a challenge and something to get through. But either way, do know that that energy is brewing. And for you, this is going to be in your seventh house of relationships. So if there's something under the surface in one of your relationships, whether it's an acquaintance or someone that you work with in some way, or that helps you or that you help, or if it's a close personal relationship, romantic, or family or otherwise. Fullness, completion, fruition might be coming in the days around 3-7. And this is going to be true for all Pisces, but this is going to be at 16 degrees. So anyone within like 11 to 21 degrees, the closer to 16 degrees, the more you will feel that. So that's basically like March 1st through 11th, and the closer to March 6th or 7th, the more you'll feel the power of that full moon. All right, so now let's talk about these sign changes. It's a big deal. And we'll go in order, kind of importance because of rarity of the of event. We've had Mars moving through Gemini since August, even when it went direct in January, still moving through Gemini, bringing a lot of vacillation, a lot of confusion, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of, do I do this, do I do that, do I do this, do I do that? It has been great for studying and learning and even teaching. It could have been great for going back into some social, you know, for friendships and relationships and things like that. But it's definitely brought a lot of confusion. So it is going to change, and it is going to change into fellow water sign. So that is good news. Something else to know about the, you know, the last seven months from August to now of it moving through Gemini was that it was highlighting your house of home, real estate, family. So you might have noticed a lot of interesting stuff going on there. And so hopefully there will be positive shifts now at this point. Mars is now going to light up your house of creativity, of passion, of bucket list event, you know, experiences, of children, of excitement, of romance, of true love, even. Wherever Mars is, it brings an obsessiveness, a focus. I always call it the border collie of the zodiac, because if you've ever been around a border collie, you know they're very obsessed with whatever they're doing. And so wherever Mars is in the chart, we're obsessed with that. So you might notice some obsessions are coming up. The energy of obsession is coming up, and you can use that to create some amazing things, for your creativity to soar, for you to get really involved with your partner or for new love. This is an amazing time for new love. If you're a Pisces looking for love, things involved with your children, that's going to be heating up. And so March 26th through May 21st, is when you will have it. And during that time, each Pisces placement will get a kiss from Mars in Cancer, making that beautiful, most favorable aspect in all of astrology, the trine, with your placement and lighting up that creativity sector for you. Okay, so now the next planet that we have changing signs, you know, it's not usual for outer planets to change signs. And we have a lot of that going on. Saturn, moving into Pisces. It's going to be there from 2023 to 2026, almost 3 years. That means all the work that it's done with your subconscious mind over the recent years can come out into fruition in this magnificent way. You might have been doing a lot of inner work over these years, and maybe you might not have been feeling like things have been showing up as tangibly for you as you're hoping, because it's been in the level of your subconscious mind. It's been in the level of your inner world. And so now starts this trend of things from your inner world being brought out into your outer world through manifestation. I feel like Saturn going through the 12th house is actually one of the hardest transits of Saturn. So yay that you're done with that. Now, depending on what your Pisces placement is in the Placidus chart, you may still have some more time of that going on in the Placidus chart, but in the whole house chart, it was ready to move on. And so regardless of where your placement is, the later you are in Pisces, the longer it will take to get out of your 12th house. But just know that positive change is on its way, and that it is going towards something. You know, the difficulties that you've had are going towards something. And there, we're in a very strong process as Saturn, and it has been happening, and this will continue as Saturn's moving through Pisces, of destigmatizing mental dis-ease. All humans have some form of mental dis-ease, different levels of what that looks like and how it manifests. But this is just an imbalance that can be severe or workable, and there's, you know, there's no need to have any stigma around it. So I'm happy to be part of the process of keeping it on the table as a discussion and letting you know that there are resources more and more coming, and Pluto is going to help with that, as Pluto is moving into Aquarius, because technology and advancements, medical advancements, specifically along the order of genetic testing and specifically basing supplements and diet, etc., around specific genetic issues, and the study of epigenetics. So I've been talking about this for a while. The time has come. This is going to be happening more and more. So if you can look into anything, you know, genetic testing and support for anything mental or physical or emotional that you've been having, this could be a time of great healing for you. Okay, so Pluto moving into your 12th house and Saturn moving out of your 12th house are going to keep all of that in process for you to hopefully have great transformation, which is the keynote of Pluto. Okay, so you're going to go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. If you want to have exclusive content and sometimes early content that will be made public, but later, you can go to AnnieBAstrology.com, Annie, the letter B, astrology.com, sign up for my subscription service, get access to my Jupiter through the signs, get access to my 2023 retrograde calendar that will tell you the retrograde stories through the rest of the year, so for your planning in case you can't fit everything into this beautiful open window. I also have do-it-yourself research into your birth chart of how you can use resources to learn about your birth chart and so much more. So you can check that out there. You know, I'm a prolific expressor, so you could be sure that that portal is full of fun. Okay, and all of these links are in the notes underneath the video or podcast. If you want to learn astrology to be a professional astrologer, I am your girl. I have been a successful entrepreneur for 25 years. And I've been an online entrepreneur for at least 17. So I'm really good at that. And I'm happy to help you learn astrology, help other people with astrology, and make your business work. So you can go to beastropro.com, beastropro.com. If you want some free courses on abundance and wellness, go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. And again, all these links are in the notes underneath the video or podcast. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.